Sutherland Springs' journey through tragedy has also seen hopeful rays of light. Light in the form of artwork meant to bring strength and peace to a church community that lost 26 members. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan explores the healing light at the heart of a tragic story.
It's not art that the church sought out, but art which nonetheless found its way to the church.
Every decoration on the walls is from somebody.
Church Secretary Wendy Choate showed me dozens of artworks sent from all around the country. After the shootings, tens of thousands of people began sending cards and letters. Soon thereafter, art.
And it was not just the paintings and pictures you saw. There were quilts and prayer shawls and beads and bracelets.
Choate had attended the church for 8 years, but it wasn't till this April that she was hired to help because of that flood of cards, letters, and art from all over the world. She walked me through every building and even out into the rain to look at four wooden picnic tables with scriptures engraved into them.
Tables were handmade and scriptures of favorites of Brian and Carla Holcomb.
Brian Holcomb was the visiting pastor that Sunday, as regular pastor Frank Pomeroy was out of town. Pomeroy's daughter, Annabelle, had stayed behind and was killed, along with Holcomb and seven additional Holcomb family members, including his unborn granddaughter. Back in Choate's office, I asked her about the painting that hung right behind her.
It's done with watercolor, and obviously, if you look at the picture, you can tell that there were tears. You can see the water stains on it.
I couldn't stop crying. I cried the whole entire time I made it.
Dallas artist Lindsay Daly's painting started out with a dream.
I had a dream of this image, the long row of angels. Some have arms outstretched, and some are just holding a dove, and there's 26 doves altogether.
The doves represent souls, one each for the victims of the Sutherland Springs Baptist Church. She normally uses easels, but this painting took her down.
To me, grief lands you on the floor, and I don't know whose song that is, but you know that one song that says, "We're all one phone call from our knees."
I guess we're all one phone call from our knees. We're gonna get there soon.
Daly's own sense of grief and obligation to the victims literally took her to the floor to paint.
That's where I had to paint that. There wasn't any peace throughout painting it. It just felt all sadness.
So the painting of this was not some pleasure that you had.
No, it was the hardest painting I've ever painted. But towards the end of finishing it, there was this huge sense of peace.
It took her months to finally send it, thinking her offering insignificant to church members' suffering. Wendy Choate.
We were very pleased and honored. One of our church members, Christy, went and got it framed.
Every painting, every fabric art, every welded piece has its story, including some pieces in the old sanctuary where the killings had happened. Choate says it's now a memorial.
It used to be wooden benches, yeah. Red carpet and all.
The carpet and benches are all gone, and the room is stark white. Wooden folding chairs sit in the exact place where every church member died. A single rose and hand-painted names adorn each one.
And someone had donated the chairs, and another individual had written the names on each of them.
The sanctuary itself works strongly as art, incredibly sad, respectful. A small metal tree behind glass hangs on the sanctuary's north wall. They call it the Tree of Life, and many of its leaves have inscriptions.
The victims' names are all listed on there.
Choate says that while the people of Sutherland Springs suffered immeasurable loss, the artists and homespun craftspeople who made them art have helped soften the blow.
It's an immense feeling of being blessed and knowing that someone out there cares enough to take the time. And usually the notes are saying that they grieve with us, they're praying for us.
It's just nice that we're still sending love their way, right? Somehow, I hope.
Still up in the air is whether or not they will demolish the old sanctuary. But a new Twin Tower church is being built next door. One of those towers will be a memorial to those who passed that fateful Sunday and will house most of the art that's been collected. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.